Today is July 31st of 2011. I'm Louise Gunderson Schimmen, and I'm here with my husband, Bill Schimmen. Bill raised wheat in Iowa in 1976, so this is 35 years since he raised wheat. And I just thought it was interesting to ask him some questions about him raising wheat, because recently the corn prices have exceeded wheat prices, which is kind of unusual. So I just wanted to ask him some questions about things related to wheat. I know that for a while, with the corn prices being higher than the wheat prices, it aroused some additional interest in wheat. So why was that?
Since for a time period, about a month ago, wheat prices were lower than corn, it made it more economically viable to substitute wheat as a feed or an ethanol feedstock than corn, just because it was cheaper.
Okay. When you planted wheat in 1976, will you tell where you planted it and why you planted it? Because it's kind of unusual to plant wheat in Iowa.
The wheat was planted in Section 23 of Roosevelt Township. It was planted on some of what I thought was lighter ground, which means the lower the quality of the soil, that it would have not produced corn as well as it would have produced wheat, because my analysis at that time showed that it should be a dry year or a drier year, and I wanted to get a crop in the ground and get it harvested in midsummer ahead of the really dry period that normally happens in midsummer. Wheat fit the bill that year because it would, in most cases, yield similar to oats, if not greater, and the price potential at that time was more than double what oats was. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time.
Sidetracking a little bit, oats aren't grown as much as they used to be. When did there really start to be a reduction in the amount of oats grown, and why?
Well, probably for several reasons, but one is the oat market has been slipping for several years, basically because they are finding substitutes for feed and other uses for oat products. There is less need for oat straw bedding for livestock at this point in time because we're substituting corn stalks and other things for bedding, as well as there's more confinement livestock, which does not need bedding anymore. The real uses for oats are for feed, mainly for horses. Horse industry is down substantially from what it used to be years ago. Quaker Oats is one of the bigger buyers of oats, and they're in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, but Quaker Oats buys a lot of their oats from overseas markets or from the Canadian market, basically because of higher protein levels. As well, when you compare the costs and returns of growing oats compared to corn in Iowa, corn returns are just substantially higher than oat returns. So it's really a no-brainer that farmers want to grow corn as opposed to oats.
Okay. I have some photos from when you raised wheat, and on the back of those photos, some notes that you gave to me in 2008 were that you raised wheat because of the dry forecast, that your analysis of the forecast was accurate, it was a dry year and there was a good yield, that the yield was about 114 bushels per acre, and that you sold the crop in Minneapolis and that the Rolf Co-op hauled it by truck to Minneapolis, and you think you had about 60 acres of wheat, and that this was the only year, the 1976 year, that you raised wheat. Was it easy to get the co-op to haul it to Minneapolis, and was that very common?
Well, no, it wasn't very common, and no, it was reasonably easy to ask the co-op manager to see if he could sell the wheat for me in a Minneapolis market, since they were a grain trader. And so I think it was Kenny Bennett did some calling around and found that they could haul it to a market in Minneapolis. Thus made it very easy for me to be able to sell the wheat that way.
So why did it need to be Minneapolis?
Essentially, the wheat that I grew was hard red spring wheat. Minneapolis is probably the primary market for hard red spring wheat. I'm not sure exactly why, but it's in the center, I guess, probably of the upper plains, which is where most of the spring wheat is grown, as opposed to the hard red winter wheat that is grown in the Central Plains from Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, those areas to the south. Hard red spring is important for milling, mainly used for flours. Also, there is durum wheat, which is mainly used for pasta, but hard red spring seemed to fit the bill for me better than anything else because it's not very common, at least in north central northwest Iowa, that there would be a winter wheat grown because the winters are just too harsh and they would cause a lot of winter kill for winter wheat, which is generally planted in the fall. And again, there are several reasons for that. One is that we don't have our corn and soybean crops harvested timely to be able to plant a winter wheat crop. And then, as I mentioned just a few moments ago, the winters are too harsh for most of the winter wheats because it would just kill the winter wheat and not make it last through the winter or endure a hard winter.